listening to The River's Edge. I'm your host, Catfish Rivers, on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at Spirit Plants Radio for schedules, playlists, archives, and more. Now, it's a long time coming. December 21st, 2012. Everybody's freaking out. The Mayan calendar's gonna end. We're all gonna die. Are we? Part of me thinks we might. Part of me thinks we deserve to. Part of me hopes we don't. Part of me thinks the sun's gonna rise and we're all gonna say, huzzah, we're still here. Now what? Who knows? Let's find out.
There are many predictions for December 21, 2012. This is one more, and a regrettable one at that, because it predicts a day of fear and doom for the unprepared. For the prepared, it will weigh upon their souls, but not upon their resolve. Therefore, the first rule of predictions must be: always be mindful of them, but never live in expectation of them. Rather, view the world as it is, and trust in your own powers of observation and judgment. And know this: the greatest truths are, by necessity, simple. When they do appear, they touch us with a new sense of clarity and direction. Wait and observe patiently. In time, they will appear. But also know this: if they are not what you expect to see, you will not recognize them.
In my rearview mirror, the sun's going down. Sinking behind bridges in the road. I think of all the good things that we have left undone, and I suffer premonitions, confirm suspicions of the Holocaust. Rusty wire that holds the cord that keeps the anger in. Gives way and suddenly it's day again. The sun is in the east, even though the day is done. In the sunset, could be the human race is right. Evaporate. leaving only charcoal to defend. Finally, I understand the feelings of the few. Ashes and diamonds, foe and friend, we were all equal.
Flanagan, I'm a man of God, and you must trust me when I say it's very likely that we're all going to die.
Five years, what a surprise.
thinking about a gig that has a tremendous amount of prophecy, secular and non-secular, converging upon it. So what does that mean for us? Like the pieces of a large picture puzzle, all of this prophecy comes from a vast array of sources. Biblical, folklore, prophecy, and prediction.
Across the country, there is a growing darkness, a belief that the end of days is near.
destruction of the power grid.
The Yellowstone supervolcano.
A financial collapse.
Lock and load.
Great. It starts with an earthquake, bird, snakes, an airplane, Kemosabe, not afraid. I hurricane.
Listen to yourself, sure.
World starts its own heat, measure your knees, feet off, long speed, run. No strength, the ladder starts, with fear, fight down, high wire, and the fire represents seven games. Fire in a combat site, left, west, coming in, hurry, with your feet down, your neck. Team by quarter, map, front, dead, drop, look at that low lane. Then, overflow, population, common food, take yourself, sir, yourself. World starts its own heat, listen to your heart, lead, dummy with the right, and the right, right, patriotic, stand by, right, right, feeling pretty psyched.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
I know it, you know it.
It's the end of the world as we know it, as we knew it.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
And I feel fine.
Waterboarding is misnamed. It should be called the drowning torture.
6 o'clock. The hour of get up, wind towers, hash burn, return.
Listen to yourself.
Lighting up uniform.
Burning wood battles.
Everybody escalate.
Automate.
Incinerate.
Lighting up.
Light mash.
Stand up.
Stand down.
Watch your back.
Crush, crush.
That means
no fear.
Cavalier.
Rampage.
They're clear.
Turn in the
4 minute,
4 minute line.
Offer me solutions.
Offer me alternatives.
And I decline.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
It's the end of the world as we know it. And I feel fine.
I just gotta know how it feels.
I had some time alone.
I feel the same way.
This time I had some time alone.
I'm
getting there. I'm getting there.
Hands up.
Who wants to walk around thinking there's a war?
That is a terrible system.
I believe the majority of people want to live in a peaceful world. That's what I believe. Because otherwise, we're looking at the potential of this kind of world. A world in which modern governments get toppled by people willing to murder the innocent.
This is not the end. It is not even the beginning of the end. But it is perhaps the end of the beginning.
I gotta tell you, I'm a bit of a skeptic. I mean, I've been on this planet 60 years now. I've been to all 50 states, and I ain't never seen no lizard person in my 60 years on the planet. Am I crazy?
No, you're not crazy. That's, of course, you don't see them running around. It has to do with all of the royal bloodlines in the world, basically. But let's just talk about Europe, for instance. They're all interrelated.
And this is a reptilian bloodline?
Yes.
Right. Reptiles breeding with humans. Way back in 8000 BC, the Sumerians' artwork depicted it. Hey, those pictures they carved sure do look like spacemen. Maybe that's when all this interbreeding began.
You can actually trace the king or queen of England all the way back to the kings of ancient Sumeria. And the kings of ancient Sumeria were said to be reptile gods, the Anunnaki. They came to Earth and interbred with humans to create a royal line. And that's the origin of kingship.
This is bizarre stuff. You'll never get this in history class at public school, will you?
No, not at all.
I'm an alligator. I'm a mama, papa coming for you. I'm the space invader. I'll be a rock and rollin' bitch for you. Keep your mouth shut. Just walk like a big monkey bird. And I'm busting up my brain for the world.
Your electric car, baby. Ooh, your radar, my baby.
same old again. Don't fake it, baby. Lay the real thing on me. The Church of Mad Love is such a holy place to be. Make me, baby.
Bacteria! 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 Jesus was descended from bacteria. He could never descend. Bacteria! 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 When bacteria dominated the earth, and there were no humans.
The Eastern world, it is exploding, violence flaring. Bullets loading, you're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating.
But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, how you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? And can't you feel the fears that I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a gray. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy.
And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, how you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
Think of all the hate there is in Red China. Then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to say grace. And
tell me over and over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
Oh, no, no,
you don't believe we're on the
our top story tonight, four-alarm fire rages through downtown Buffalo. Also in the news, lunar shuttle heads for the sun and certain disaster.
Our top story tonight, four-alarm fire rages through downtown Tokyo. Also in the news, American lunar mission locked in death struggle.
A four-alarm fire in downtown Moscow clears way for a glorious new tractor factory. And on the lighter side of the news, hundreds of capitalists are soon to perish in shuttle disaster.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try.
No hell below us.
Imagine all the people living for today.
The color girls say.
You can. No need for greed or hunger. A brotherhood of man.
In this shot, the 18 flies in this shot, the 49 flies in this shot, there's one spider in this shot, there's 48 flies in this shot, there's block drain in this shot, there's woodlouse in this shot, there's two slugs in this shot, and you've got the cheek to call that wildlife. There's a worm in this shot, there's a bee in this shot, there's 49 flies in this shot, there's two spiders in this shot, there's a cobweb in this shot, there's two slugs in this shot, a blackbird in this shot, and you've got the cheek to call that wildlife. There's a spider in this shot, there's 49 flies in this shot, there's 15 flies in this shot, there's 4 flies in this shot, there's half a beetle in this shot, there's a worm in this shot, there's 2 blackbirds in this shot, 1 blackbird in this shot, and you've got the cheek to call that wildlife. There are 10 grieving widows in this shot, there are 5 snails retching in this shot, there are 2 wasps in this shot, 1 of them is pregnant in this shot, and you've got the cheek to call that wildlife.
Yeah. When we was in a Bocage country, we was assaulted by them tigers. You know what I mean by assaulted, huh? Well, I mean assaulted!
Why don't you knock it off with them negative waves? Why don't you dig how beautiful it is out here? Why don't you say something righteous and hopeful for a change?
When we arrive, sons and daughters, we'll make our homes on the water. We'll build our walls, aluminum. We'll fill our mouths with cinema now. These currents pull us across the border. Steady your boats, arms to shoulder, till tides all fall, our hull the ground's making this call. Harbor now home. Take up your arms, sons and daughters, we will arise from the bunkers. By dirigible, we'll leave our tracks untraceable now.
coming back. You are now making the return voyage. You are returning to the world of familiar things. This is a crucial period. The things you see and the people around you may still seem different to you. Do not try to rush your re-entry. During the next few hours, imprints will be formed, which will determine how you will see things in the days to come.
like the Spain Connects pivotal event happens to be that at this winter solstice, for the first time in 26,000 years, the winter solstice rising sun happens to occur right smack across the galactic equator, and the point at which a straight line from the Earth through the sun, at that point, goes straight to the center of the galaxy, because that's where the alignment occurs. And the center of the galaxy, synchronistically enough, happens to be 26,000 light years away. Now, so our vast cycle of astrological eons concludes on that same date as theirs. This is the pivotal point. This is like the 4004 BC point that they had. You have to know what the starting date is before you can mark it. Well, this is the starting point. The starting point is that point every 26,000 years when the whole cycle comes around again to where, once again, the galactic equator and the solar system's equator and the close equator happen to intersect with the center of the galaxy. And that's what's happening. And so this also marks the moment of the transition from the age of Pisces to the age of Aquarius. This is that moment when the big clock up in Times Square is at midnight and goes tick to the beginning, and the ball drops and everybody goes wahoo and gets drunk and kisses each other and like that. Happy New Year. Well, this is Happy New Eon, and this is the time that's really happening all over the world for everybody, and more people are beginning to see this. As I said before, there is no... There's nothing in the mythologies of the great religions of Christianity and all these other things that tells what comes next. It's a blank slate. We can put up a new calendar and put anything we want into it. We can put the Star Trek vision in there if we want to. You know, we can put up a vision in which we all get it together and we unite as a humanity all together, and Gaia awakens and we all become one vast global being of consciousness, and start sending the spores out into the universe, you know, to see where they might go, what fertile ground they might take with it, or any other vision we might have. And the best of it is still summed up in that song from Hair. This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. So what I am working for personally and telling everybody is that this winter solstice, make your Yule ritual a really good one. You know, because all the symbolism of Yule is there. This is the longest, darkest, coldest night before the dawning of the new sun that arises. And we celebrate that. We celebrate the new sun arising. All the symbolism associated with Yuletide fits in. The songs, the rituals, all the stuff. Just add that little element of awakening. That this is also the time of the Great Awakening. Because according to the Mayans and many philosophers and visionaries and prophets throughout the ages, this is a time in which a new level of consciousness will move into, a new awakening, a new period. We've gone throughout, since the dawn of life on Earth, since the first beginnings of the Earth, successive advances, you know, developing the first nervous systems, coming onto land.
Thank you. listening to The River's Edge. I'm your host, Catfish Rivers, on Spear Plants Radio. We've been broadcasting around the world while it still exists. Here in 2012, December. And we broadcast around the world at spearplantsradio.com. Turn on and tune in while you still can. And you can still visit us at spiritplantsradio.com on the web for schedules. Who's going to need them after 2012 anyhow? But playlists, archives, they'll still be there, and more. Who knows what? Maybe lizard people. Bye.